President Trump is in New Hampshire today outlining his plan to fight the opioid epidemic, but he's still tweeting about the Russia investigation, continuing the weekend attacks on special counsel Robert Mueller by the president and his personal lawyer, John Dowd. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle leapt up to say, let Mueller finish his work. Here's House Republican Trey Gowdy speaking on Fox News Sunday.
If you have an innocent client, Mr. Dowd, act like it. Russia attacked our country. Let Special Counsel Mueller figure that out. And if you believe, as we found, there's no evidence of collusion, you should want Special Counsel Mueller to take all the time and have all the independence he needs to do his job.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
Look, Trey Gowdy, as you know, is not going to run again. Lindsey Graham is, and he also went on TV to say, let the investigation play out. Your thoughts, first of all, on how Republicans reacted to this weekend?
Well, many Republicans are certainly frustrated with this president. They continue to not be sure what his end game is, what he wants to do. There isn't much of a strategy going forward with them, certainly. But that said, there doesn't look like many of these Republicans are ready or willing to do anything to stop a potential Mueller firing from happening. They could write something into legislation. They certainly aren't taking steps to do that at this point. And we don't know if the president's mind is made up to do that one way or another. He could just be venting. He could be trying to scare some people. We just don't know and won't know anything until something actually happens.
Well, the president continued to do this. His frustration at the Mueller probe, he tweeted out this morning. We spoke elsewhere in the program to people in New Hampshire who said he's stepping on his own message of the opioid plan, knocking it off the radar because of his tweets. But again, tweeted total witch hunt, massive conflicts of interest. This is the first time this past weekend the president has mentioned Mueller directly. You say we don't know if the president's going to fire him. He can't. The president can't. He'd have to have others at the Justice Department do it. But, is there a sense of why he's changed that tactic? Does it have to do with Mueller asking for documents from Trump businesses?
Well, it's interesting. We don't know. You're right that the president hasn't really gone after Mueller directly before, but he has repeatedly dismissed the investigation as a witch hunt created by Democrats. Supporters of Trump's in the administration have floated Mueller, the fact that Mueller has brought Democrats on board. Trump even says that more Democrats have been brought on board himself. All of that, though, of course, is despite the fact that Mueller is a Republican. Comey was a Republican, James Comey, the fired FBI director. Apparently, Trump believes that unless you support him, you're not a real Republican.
Yeah, just a thought on acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe and his firing late Friday night. Less than a day to go before he was to retire. So in that moment, lost pensions. There's talk of him maybe being rehired somewhere by a sympathizer to get the pension back. But the Department of Justice said it fired him because of his lack of candor about a contact with a Wall Street Journal reporter. Do we know more about those contacts?
Well, we know that Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that McCabe was fired after a recommendation from the Inspector General's office and what's known as the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility. It's essentially the ethics division of the FBI for what you said, the lack of candor under oath and on multiple occasions. Now, that stems from what's believed to be an unauthorized disclosure or what Trump would call a leak to a Wall Street Journal reporter and lying about it. We should say we have not seen this report yet, nor has anyone else. Which is what has some lawmakers upset, given the timing. The context, like you said, is that McCabe was set to retire, would have been Sunday, and would have received his pension. Now he likely won't.
Yeah. Well, boy, it got ugly fast. The president celebrated. He tweeted out, Andrew McCabe fired. Great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI. But former CIA chief John Brennan tweeted to the president in part, when the full extent of your venality becomes known, you will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history. This is ugly.
That's really ugly. And, someone like John Brennan is a pretty low-key guy. That's not something that – he doesn't bring that kind of fire to a lot of discussion. So that does make you stand up and listen a little bit.
Yeah.
We should note that McCabe, in defense of himself, said in a statement that he didn't lie. He said that he was truthful. And when he thought that about what he misunderstood in his context, he went back and tried to correct the record. Now, we don't know what the specifics are of what he's talking about, but McCabe also said he believes the investigation's politically motivated. He said he thinks that the administration is deliberately out to get him, tried to come up with something through this investigation. And he said it was, quote, driven by the president himself, who he believes wanted him out. since he said that he could back up some of what FBI Director James Comey's accounts were and to strip him of that pension.
Look, Domenico, this morning, for all the early morning what they call cut-ins, reporters standing outside the White House noted that a lot of lights were on. There seemed to be more lights than usual early this morning, indicating maybe people have come in to try to, you know, figure all this out. And there seems to be a disagreement between Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, who has, you know, called for the investigation to end, and Ty Cobb, the White House lawyer, insisting Donald Trump is not considering firing Mueller, ending the investigation. What's your sense of what's going on inside the White House right now?
Well, first of all, just because the lights are on doesn't mean
anybody's home. Right.
Okay. there is a disagreement between some of these attorneys from the president, John Dowd, who said that he's actually praying that Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will follow the brilliant and courageous example of the FBI's office and bring an end to the Russia collusion. There was some question whether or not he was speaking for himself or for the president. He initially said he was speaking for the president. The White House said it was unauthorized. And then he later said that, no, he was just talking for himself. But look, just look at what the president has to say. He himself called the investigation a witch hunt, spoke out directly about it on Saturday, said it should have never been started, and called out Mueller himself.
Okay. NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. It's just Monday. We'll see how the week unfolds. Domenico, thank you.
Let's see. Thank you.